Sweetna, she has stanza in the Shostakovich, Moshe Mordechai ben Yitzchi, Chaim ben David, and Yehuda ben Yehuda Chaim.
We're holding now the very first of the Kufa in the year. Just had a Skala Rosh Hashanah, it was called before the Marden. Very appropriate time for new and bigger undertakings. Now the time, which is Taka, Chosha was asked to come and join us. Mary the Benight Seder, Taka new Askalos, which are happening now. There's a Fjenu which just started, Bamitzia. There's a Amidem which has just started today, I think, in the Darim. There's a Dr. Shvur starting, Yusefus Be'er. It's a Mary the thing. If somebody wants to take it to the next level, or he has a Chavu which wants to come, be a tremendous Chosha person. And now the Taka opportunities for people to come and join him. It's like a tremendous plus to have the Rav, the Shor Shita, who's given us physics over here in the past couple of years, as I've been Shuva, Taka gave us physics before the morning.
Because the person looks at the past And a person realizes that I did tshuva a year ago, and I did tshuva 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, and 4 years ago. And after all, I returned halfway to what I was before. I didn't complete with the tshuva the way I said I would do it. So I see that it's a dollar that's more or less taki impossible. It's taki impossible. Haraya, that after it comes afterwards, as all the Kadmonim tell us, person is shocked, he goes back. So how taka is it possible that I should do tshuva if I return? And everybody knows the Rambam. And the Rambam writes that the Yisrael of tshuva is and even after all the pshatim in the Rambam that it means that right now it should be Shalei Yashav L'Kislai, the Yitzhara has a murder kikarach to show us that we returned to L'Kisla and we didn't have the idea that Umis wasn't made on us. So why should I try again if it's anyway a lost case and I didn't do it 1 year, another year, another year? So we lose our ability to do tshuva of anamis. What is the answer to this nekuda? How a person does tshuva? And the chayra libi aymali, that is what a sheya is trying to be mechadish to a person. A sheya is trying to be mechadish to a person when a person looks at his life and he looks that I can't do tshuva. And Rambam it says, what is tshuva? And Rambam it says that tshuva, a person becomes a beriyah chadasha. Esmael, yesterday he was Shukets, Mesuyev. Today he's a Korev Nechmal, the Yedid. He becomes a different person, he's a new person. That's what the Rambam says tshuva is. A person looks at himself, how am I going to change to be a new person? I can be a new person. I'm not going to be a new person. I'm not going to change to be a new person. I'm not going to be able to change myself to be a new person. So what is the Korev to do tshuva? Hashem is telling us that a mamish born will grow in Madmiyad. A father, if you're going to live in the same surroundings that you are today, if you're going to live on the same level that you are today, you're going to live in the same world that you are today, you're 100% right. It's a davar kemat i'efshar for you that it shouldn't fall through again. Shuva Yisrael, Hashem tells you that you have an ability to go and elevate your life to a different level. Shuva Yisrael, you have an ability to go and return to a higher level of life, not to live on the same plane that you are living till now. When a person realizes that tshuva is not the pshat that I'm stopping to do aveiros, tshuva is not the pshat that I'm not going to do a chet anymore. Because if I'm in the same surroundings and I have the same nesienes and I face the same things that I faced the day before, the expectation that you're going to have the ability to be able to change, where are you going to take those courage to change? Dr. Shea, I'm giving you a neuron to get eight on. Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alekecha. A Yid has the ability to elevate himself and to pick himself up onto a higher level, that the surroundings is not the same surroundings. It's Ad Hashem Alekecha. Kaidah, before we go and try to explain what this means, that a person has the ability to change himself to Ad Hashem Alekecha, we have to realize that Nishbech Hinnom is the Shabbos called in Klal Yisrael Shabbos Shuva or Shabbos Tshuva. What does it have to do just because it's an Aseret Yemei Tshuva? It was kind of a name, Shabbos Tshuva. The Teretz is that the greatest koyach that we have to be able to elevate ourselves to a different level is Taka Shabbos Kiddush. It said in Heilig Yitzvah Semes, I don't know where, but my father Zichayin Racha said it over Kiseder, but I understand that it says so in Yitzvah Semes. Mintono Teiva Yeshli Vibes Dinoza Yishabbos Shmo. Steht in Heilig Yitzvah Semes that the Eishti did not take out that Mintono from Beis Dinoza. He took us and picked us up and takes us into Beis Dinoza. Meaning that on Shabbos, a person gets elevated, taken to a different world. A person doesn't stay in the same world on Shabbos. He's taken in a different world on Shabbos. He enters Beis Dinoza Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If tshuva is the touch, as we just said, what Hashem is telling you, that you have to elevate yourself into a world of other Shemalikacha, the day that a person has the ability, and it's the easiest for a person to be able to elevate himself other Shemalikacha, is Tarkei Shabbos. In Novi it says that Pesach, it says in Pesach, Sheshes Yomi Yimei Amasit Sogur Ubi Yoyim HaShabbos Yiposeach. The Pesach talks about the Sha'arim in the Beit HaMikdash Taka, but the Pesach is also talking about Sha'ari HaNefesh, as Sforim tells us. A person, Taka, is hard for him to enter into a different world. In the days of Yimei HaMaisa, it's impossible sometimes for him to enter into a different world. Or Ubi Yoyim HaShabbos Yiposeach, they're open up new Sha'arim in Yoyim HaShabbos. He's able to open up and enter a different world. Why does it say Yiposeach? It should say Ubi Yoyim HaShabbos Yiyeh Pesuach. Not Yoyim HaShabbos Yiposeach. Sheshes Yomei HaMaisa Yiyeh Sogur. Ubi Yoyim HaShabbos Yiyeh Pesuach. Look, this Asamus more than once to say for Shabbos. Ubi also says it, that Yiposeach means that through Shabbos you're able to open it even in the weekdays. Not only on Shabbos it will be Pesuach. Shabbos gives you the ability and the koyach to open that shahr that's closed in the Yemei HaMaisa. You're able to open it through Shabbos, and you're able to open the doors even in the weekdays. That's the touch Yiposeach. So the shlissel, the key for a person elevating himself to other Shem HaLekecha, to elevate himself into a different life and to be able to pick himself up into a different life, is Tarkei Shabbos. That's the Nekuda of Shabbos Shuvah, because if Shuvah is as the Avtoira of Shabbos Shuvah, to be elevate myself other Shem HaLekecha, the Koyach to elevate the person other Shem HaLekecha, the Siyat HaDishmai to elevate himself other Shem HaLekecha, comes from the Koyach of Shabbos. That's the koyach that a person has to elevate himself on the Shem of the Kech. The Novi tells you, Shuvah Yisrael on the Shem of the Kech, Ki Choshalta Babaymecha. I saw in the Sefer Nishmas Tzvi, a noyrin kinu nekuda ki Choshalta Babaymecha. A person had a tendency, all of us have a tendency, to talk to ourselves and to say, no, I did this wrong. But my mitzvahs, I have so many good deeds that I did. Whether it's a Torah that he learns, whether it's a stalker that he does, whether it's other things that a person does, that makes a person more or less content with himself. Einachanami, I did what I was supposed to do, I didn't do what I should do. Maybe that it falls through in certain things. However, I still have a lot of good going for me. Zakhte de Novi, Zakhte de Yosim Nishech Ayren, Ki Koshalto Vavinecho. You are Makshul, all your mitzvahs are say Vavinecho. Realize that your Vavinecho didn't only cause a begam in the Vavinus. They were Makshul that all your mitzvahs are say are Nivgam through your Vavinus. So don't say that you don't have to change. Don't say I have so many good things in my life that I can be content with and I can be happy with that I don't have to elevate myself. And God's a good to live around me. Don't think that you don't have to elevate your life. It made a nichshol out of you to say it also got nichshol through your avoidance. They are also tainted by your awareness. They are also not the same that you think they are because of Avaynecha. Because that's Ki Choshalta Avaynecha. Through your awareness, through your Chatoim, the mitzvahs that you did were also became a mixture, are also not the same, are also affected by it. So we may realize that Ki Choshalta Avaynecha. Seven Amen to Shalom. In Leshen, Sefer HaDeyah, says in Leshen, Adov Neira Avniyot, that the only thing that the Yetzirah he's afraid of. Mitzvahs, he's not afraid of. Why? It will take them away from you, as we just said. They have an ability to be able to do mitzvahs. One thing he's afraid of. What? He's afraid of Torah. Because the Gemara says that when you learn Torah, something that doesn't say by any mitzvah say. Every mitzvah say that you do, the exhara has an ability to take it away from you, to be yearning from it, to get conscious from it, to tempt it, whichever way you can do it. But Torah HaKadosha is Cholim Ata Choyta Al Rosha. You're doing him damage when you learn Torah HaKadosha. So Torah HaKadosha doesn't let. He'll let you do every mitzvah in the world of the lesson. Because every mitzvah in the world, he has an ability through a certain aveya that you do, he'll take away the mitzvahs, he'll grab them away from you. Of the Torah, he's afraid of because he called him out of the Chayta al Rishon. And they say in the lesson. Oh, he was afraid of the Novi, Shuba Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avoneicha, or who he mochem dvarim. You want to know what you do have that you could do. You take your right, you have enough, all you have. Your mitzvahs are saying what that a nichshal. You don't know how you can take yourself to be returned and to elevate yourself and to put yourself into a different world. Who he mochem dvarim b'shubu el Hashem. Take the Torah HaKadosh that's with you. That you are able to take it and Shubu El Hashem, that could elevate you, because that is the exhara kin touch. Why? Because Cholam HaTachayit. So we realize that the Navi is giving you an Eitza when he chafed again Shubu El Hashem. He's giving you an Eitza how you elevate yourself Al Hashem Alekecha. How you make yourself your life when you make yourself a life, a different life? Because when a person learns Torah, just like we spoke before about Shabbos Kiddush, a person has to realize what Torah HaKadosh does to him. What Torah HaKadosh does to him. It says in Sefer HaChaim, from the brother of the Maral, Gemara is Rosh HaTevitz, Gabriel, Bachael, Rafael, Uriel. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, he's surrounded by four malachim. He's in a different world. He's in a different world. He's separated from the whole world. It says in Amandus Shlava, Talmud from Heiligi Goyim, that a Gemara, Teresh of Alpen, had him two chalokim, Gemara and Masnissen. Every Mishnah, before the Mishnah, it says Masnissen, and before the Gemara, it says Gemara. He says Gemara Masnissen is Begematria 1204. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, he has four malachim around him. Every malach is made out of fire. Four times eight is 1204. Just giving it to you to realize, a person has a mechitza of eight between him and the world when he learns Torah HaKadosh. When you learn Torah HaKadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you a choyma shel eish around you. You're separated from the world. You're in a different atmosphere. You're not in the world anymore of Gashmias. You're in a different world, you're in the ancient world. Just like in Shabbos and the Beitinah time, when you learn Torah HaKadosh, the ancient separates you and puts you into a different world. I'm not talking Chas v'Shalom about people that bring the world into the Torah HaKadosh, that bring the world with them into the Torah HaKadosh. Because the Baruch HaChama, that the four Malachim don't separate the person from the world, when the person is sitting with the world together. That doesn't work. You can't sit with the world together and expect to be separated from the world. Because it's Mark Shutem Admir. If you do have upon your status to separate yourself from the world, and I'll say a very sharp memorandum. It's about me, Mark Yacham, that a person that learns 10 minutes in the morning with a short telephone, and a person that learns an hour and a half with an open telephone, is merit choshev those 10 minutes and the hour and a half. Because those 10 minutes is in a different world, and the person that's an hour and a half with the telephone, and all things, but he never entered a different world, because he was together with his world together. And there's talkless of Torah, chui, mochem, dvarim, v'yishuvu al Hashem, pick yourself up The world of ganze time, a world of time, of everstickin time, of everstickin time, of every time, of being marmish, marmishing in a separated world. Grace, Nikuda, the Heilige Chavnishvet, the Heilige Chavnishvet, that if a goy would be marmish the town of a yid learning Shabbos in the morning, Gemara before davening, he would be megayer for the time gashmi that a person has. Not from the time gruchni, from the time gashmi that a person has from it. What is a megayer given a good? Koshim the koshim, when a person elevates himself, return out to Yeshua. And he puts down in the shoe of Hashem, he like returns completely to the Eishta when he learns Torah. And that's an interesting to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's endowed himself with the Rebbeinu Shalom and Torah. He's the shoe of Hashem, he enters a different world. When a person enters a different world, when he enters that different world, the world has no Shabbos to him. The world around him loses its Shabbos. The world around him loses its lungs. Doesn't have any chain anymore. It doesn't pull the person anymore. Because he's in a different world. His marriage is different. His marriage is his marriage is kind. Then he's able to do tshuva because the world doesn't interest him anymore. That's called changing. That's called being Allah Hashem Alekecha. Being marriage the everything in time for us to Zanik Allah Hashem. Being marriage what means being Zanik Allah Hashem. And being marriage that time. Then a person elevates himself to a down to under a level. Does it be a shayat eitza? A shayat eitza is to a person that is be'etem, don't see himself being able to change. Don't see himself being able to overcome the situations around it. So after my shayat, you have an eitza that you could elevate yourself. You could pick yourself up higher than the world. And when you're on a different plane, then nothing interests you. Everybody realizes the miracle of the best muscle from it. The Malim Yesh Bekerem. The Malim Yesh Bekerem. What is the muscle of the Malim Yesh Bekerem? That when you're up there and you look down in the world looks like the Malim. Nobody's interested in the Malim. Nobody has an interest in the tightness of the Malim. When you learn Torah and Daisha, you look down at the world, you say of the world, the Malim Yesh Bekerem. The world is the world of Namalim, it's not the world of Namalim. It's just that when you're down here, they look like they're interesting. When you're up there through the Torah and Daisha, you see that all the times of Namalim are nothing more than Namalim, are nothing more than a bunch of colonies of ants. That's all it is and doesn't interest you. Does it require when I share the deterrent for a person that should elevate himself? When we put both of them together, when a person puts a Bixarov and Chazanish, Shabbos and Torah together, Taki uses both Eitzes for Siddur. See, the entire in the Shire, where a person reaches from that, those are the Galgos, Tire in. I believe that every single person remembers a Dair two back, the Dair of the Yidin that came after the Shaya, he came after the Mahama, Yidin, Amalek Yidin. What do they do in the morning, Shabbos morning? Who don't remember 4 o'clock in the morning, eating, getting up, Shabbos morning? The feast guys in the coils and Torah. Why? But for them, with the left eye out to love. That elevated them all week. But this Torah, from Shabbos Kedish, not the Torah together, it picked them up into a different world. That opened up the Sharm of the whole week, beyond the Shabbos, Yipah, Zeach. Since the end, it opened up nearly the Shi'arim in a person. Those are the kayach that a person has to be able to be Shuvu El Hashem to a world higher than it. Now she says, Ki Amitzvah Aleis is Torah. And the Rabban learns, Ki Amitzvah Aleis is Shuvu. Then it made the Enik. There's no difference between them. But it's telling you a weird the Kizach. First, Taka asked him to have a Havamin. Tshuva is misplaced, Tshuva is rechayta, because to change, and not to be shown the kisla is a pelavani. How am I going to change? I've been ready and drained in my life, and certain things I'm no way that I can give it up. But the Eitza is Kamitzah Vesley is Vesimcha Verechaki Kikor Velecha Ador Miyay Torah Gosha Vificha Vavocha Lasesay through Torah Gosha that Rashi learns through Nimit HaTorah. It's you can go up to Tshuva, one brings to the other, because it'll elevate you, it'll bring you to Shemayim, it'll bring you to the Shemayim, it'll bring you to the Rekaret, it'll elevate you to a learned place. Thus is the Seif from Tshuva. The Seif from Tshuva is changing the place that we are, elevating ourselves to a higher life. And that's the Kabbalah that he has to want to elevate himself. He has to want to change. The Eishter is ready to give you in a minute everything that you need. Since Nishpa Chinom that the Yid came and told me a Maisa yesterday, only to say it over the Rambam. I'm not a Chroya of the Maisa. It's not clear. I'm not a Chroya of the Maisa. But a Yid told me over a Maisa that he says that he knows who it is, and he knows who it is. He can't answer before some Rambam. He can't see all the Zakim. I only know what a Yid told me yesterday. And the Chalda Medav is Ibizam. He said that the Yid in Florida that was Leinu, Leichem, him and his wife, Rafik Minatoya. Rafik Minatoya. Sigiven Rosh Hashanah, I don't know when it happened. I only know what he told me. Sigiven Rosh Hashanah, he saw people going with hats and jackets walking to the water. Kitze, Vit Kechapt, Asepstua, Psadach Tashlech Rosh Hashanah. Let's go see what they do. And then he went to see, and he went with the Tashlech. Went to Yid Natashlech, Shtelz Chabet HaYid, and asks him, do you hear Shofar today? No, you want to hear it? Yeah. Took out a Shofar and goes for him Shofar. Tells my name so and so. He goes back home and tells his wife what happened. He said to Yid Abu Shofar, said his name is so and so. So see, I had a grandfather that had the exact same name. He turned them on, and then he went, repeated the Tzemtik of all the truth. Why the Eibishter didn't send this person 20 years ago? Why 20 years ago didn't I get this wake-up call that the same person, the name, the same as my grandfather? Why didn't he know? All you have to do is walk to the Tashah. The minute you did that one step to open the Tashah, the Eibishter Geshik Tashah, the Eibishter Geshik Tashah, the Zelda Nomen, the Eish will send you everything that you need afterwards. All you have to do is make that one step. Since no one of the Oyer and Aboy said the Chizuk and the Maisen, the Eish will have everything ready for you to give you all the Siyua that you need. All the Siyua that you need. Or you need one step. One step. For that need, the Gota Tashlech was a very big step. Every person has a certain step that he has to make. That's not the normal step that he does. Then the Rishon will give him everything that he needs to turn him on and to give him and to wake him up and to change him. Thus, Lichten der Meisters, am nirdike Chizuk for a mensch. Aber auf euch seid, there's a step that you have to do. And the step is something that you didn't do till today. Nicht go weiter in the way. That's not called taking a step in the right direction. Taking a step in the right direction means doing something to elevate yourself, to put your life on a different plane, to pick yourself up a little bit higher, to change your surroundings, to change your life. And more ka'ula is the Zer, the Eish will give you Nuyukisiyat Hashemai afterwards. The Eish will send you all that you need to be able to change. Or we have to do that one ka'ula, that one ka'ula, that one step in the right direction. Doch will the Eish to for uns. For the Eish is great of self. Lama teilen mit den Eulam am Neuridikit für Eschleime. Am Neuridikit für Eschleime. It's in Shabbashu, Lama teilen am Tag, the Shloish Esri Nekos. Appelle die Kit für Eschleime. Yud Gimu Midish Arachmin. Is in Rav Chesed ve Emes. Fleck die Tver Eschleime, Emes is Mishpot. Emes is not from Yud Gimu Midish Arachmin. Emes is Mishpot. Wie kommt es heran, Yud Gimu Midish Arachmin? Sagt der Heilige Mitzvah Shleimer, Emes means Kol Merachem Ala Briyas Merachem Olam Min HaShemayim. That's Emes. Aber es ist Merachem Min HaShemayim. Merachem Olam Min HaShemayim. Sagt der Heilige Mitzvah Shleimer, what's the Rav Chesed for Emes? What's the Rav Chesed? Her Amir Mitzvah Shleimer. When you come home tonight at 11 o'clock, somebody's going to knock on the door, have a little stuck. No? Our reaction might be, what are you meeting me at 11 o'clock at night, you know? So the Heilige Tver Shloime Her Rabbi Yitzhai, the Rav Chesed to the Eishri is that he sends you somebody to ask you for Rachim. Nishno the Eishri is said to have a need of Emes, that Kol HaMerachim Ala Briyas is Merachim Ala Ban HaShemayim, the Eishri Shikt Yichzu, he sends you a person to ask you to be able to be Merachim on him. That should be zeicha to the emes. Does that be rab chesed be emes? Half of the kids very slim. It changes the whole look at life. Oh, not say go to very slim for that chesed. Say go to very slim. It's a zog. Vittle the emes that does for us to bring us all the way back. Not only is Mirach Malas from Mirach Malabrius. He sends you the Mirach Malabrius. He sends you the Mirach Malabrius. That's from Aschus of them. Now, from Moscow, he should send you the right prayers, he should send you the right rachman, or it's about a mitzvah. And if you do the right, the good, the age to shift everything you need, those say that that's where Shlomo, the age to help you, the age to elevate you, and the age to bring you the mile of the mile. From the age to one thing we should change, one thing we have to do, one step in the right direction, those is from the Rabbi, to start elevating ourselves, to give ourselves the koyach. To give ourselves the courage to pick ourselves up. Siddhar, the Gemara Sof Mesechtis Makis. A Gemara that everybody knows. Bocha Baku, Mina, and Alachas. The Gemara where it talks about others. The Gemara says, Bo Yeshaya, the Mina, and Ashesh. Yeshaya, the Mina, and Ashesh. Stay, Bohu, Meroimim Yishim. Those three words lie in everything that we spoke about. Yeshaya says, the answer for a person is, Meroimim Yishkan, don't live here, live there. Live above the world, don't live on the world. Live Meroimim. How do you get to live Meroimim? You have to take the step. The step in the right direction that you be able to live there. So the answer is how to live Meroimim. Every answer that you do should look in there, whatever. And we try to pick ourselves up to our life of Lamayim and then Chateva, health and sage. Svei Eitzes in the Kalor, Shabbos and Torah. Shabbos and Torah are two myriad Eitzes that we have that are able to make a person's life at the home and a life, at the home and a life. Or, as we said, Sitali, I heard from the Rebbe of Israel once, Sukkis, Shabbos Sukkis, he spoke about the going. It says that in Sukkah you go in with the whole roof. Why not Shabbos? Your Shabbos also in your whole roof. But to explain it, it's mamash what we started with. Shabbos is in Matan Teva Beis Genozai. Not everybody whose whole roof is in Beis Genozai. There are people that have the Beis Genozai, there are people that have a book with the Beis Genozai. You have to be so able to pick yourself completely into the Beis Genozai. Because it's our way to Shabbos, to go completely into the Beis Genozai. As kommt der Shabbos Shuvo, as kommt der Shabbos Shuvo, the person has to realize, he wants to be Meroimim, he has to go into the Beis Genozai. Leave alone. This is the normal Shabbos, that lighter, we still connect to the world, we still have our things that we're connected to the world. Whatever it is, everybody's the same. Everybody has on his level a certain design. So this one, what he reads on Shabbos, this one, what he talks on Shabbos, this one, what he thinks on Shabbos. Yet they know it's not Hakesh and the Yimei Amayis on Shabbos. Or the Shabbos Shuba, Oilam Amayis, to be metabolized ourselves, to walk in completely into the Beis Genozai. To live a life of elevated Shabbos. And you'll realize what it is. And we'll do that one for Ula. And the age will give us the ability that we should be Meroimim Yishkan. We should live Meroimim Dik. And we should be above all the Nisyanis of the world. And we'll be able to be misgoverned in the Nisyanis. be able to see where the Ebster is, Racham on us, takes us out from this bitter regardless of the Meher of Amen.